relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
And that's the right music, too. YMCA. Thank you, Mr. President. Happy Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. I thank God every single day that America is the freest nation on God's green earth, and we remain free because of our right to keep and bear arms. No other country in the world has that right in America. No other company in America personifies that right more than Carr Firearms Group. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source for high-quality firearms. Visit them right now at kahr.com. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. So should you. That's kahr.com. They also have the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and auto ordnance as well. Check them out today, kahr.com. All right. There is that phrase from the good bard Shakespeare, Bill, as he is known to his friends, "The lady doth protest too much." And, well, I think CNN and this lady on CNN, Melanie Zanona, doth protest too much when it comes to the crimes of the Biden family. Cut five. Play cut, Eric.
Republicans say this raises questions about foreign influence and also whether Biden's family members were using his name to try to make money. But the memo does not link these payments in any way to President Joe Biden. I want to be crystal clear about that. And the memo does not show that President Joe Biden, while he was vice president, used his position to either direct these payments or to try to enrich his own family members in any way, which Republicans have said is the entire purpose of their investigation. So again, Republicans are digging into this issue. They are trying to make this a political liability for President Joe Biden. But so far, they have not provided any evidence of wrongdoing.
Why are they so desperate to protect Joe Biden? There's no evidence. What happens when there isn't? What is the explanation, therefore, for the $3 million sent from Communist China to Rob Walker, the Biden associate, who splits it up against three Biden family members? One of them, Hallie Biden, a kindergarten teacher, the widow of Beau Biden, who gets $30,000. For what exactly? Why is Communist China giving an American kindergarten teacher 30 grand because she's what? The former relative by marriage to the current president? Yeah, I think you know why. All right, let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Mike, California, line one.
Dr. G, how are you today?
Good. It's Friday. I'm good.
All right. Hey, some questions. On your scopes for your rifles and such, what kind of do you prefer? Do you prefer the Milrad or minute of angle? What type of reticle do you prefer?
Well, it depends. If it's something that's, you know, a sniper rifle, then it's mil dot. If it's, you know, most of the rifles I have aren't sniper's rifles, so I like to have etched glass that also is illuminated. So 1-6. So 1-6 variable zoom is what I like. I like EOTech. I like the new Voodoo. So it depends on the rifle. But, if I have to have, you know, a reticle for long range, it's mil dot, Mike. Great question. What about you? You tell me.
I'm an old-fashioned guy, and I kind of like the inch reticles.
Uh-huh.
And with the laser rangefinders being so good these days, I'm finding with my old eyes and my brain slowing down, it's kind of hard to calculate anything anymore. So I find those work pretty well for me.
So do you have it built in, or do you have a separate laser rangefinder?
No, it's separate.
Separate, yeah. I've never tried that, but I think I might have to look into that. Great question. What a great question. All right, let's check in with the man who used to be my colleague in the White House. He's now the strategic advisor? Senior advisor?
Nope.
Senior!
Nope, senior.
Senior advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign. I know why, because he knows what he's doing. He is the Baron Boris Epstein. Welcome back to America First. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend. It's an honor to be with you, an honor to be with the audience. And a beautiful Friday it is. President Trump dominating the polling, winning all across the spectrum, putting out powerful videos.
Yes.
It's been a great week.
Yeah, we played two clips from his video at the top of the show. If he keeps on doing that, he will be just fine. Substantive policy videos. But you mentioned polling. Let's talk about a poll that I'm sure disturbs you, my dear friend. This is from the Daily Caller, Kate Anderson. I need you to react, especially when it comes to how these people vote in the federal elections. Democrats now sympathize more with Palestinians than Israel for the first time in decades. The latest polling, this just blows my mind. This is from Gallup, Boris. Help me understand this. Now, 49% of registered Democrats have a preferential view of the Palestinian Authority over Israel, and the pro-Israel vote has sunk to 39%. Do these people not understand the difference between these two communities?
They do not understand it, and it is absolutely disappointing, depressing, and awful that the left in America, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Jim Clyburn, Nancy Pelosi, they have pushed the anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, let's be honest, anti-Semitic agenda so far that now Israel is polling so low with the American public. President Trump stood for Israel, moved the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. He took out Qasem Soleimani. He fought for Israeli independence. He recognized the Golan Heights, and he was the best friend to the state of Israel, really, in American history. But now you've got the left that's, let's just be honest, it isn't just about being anti-Israeli or anti-Zionist. They're anti-Semitic. And I always say, there are anti-Semites on the far left and the far right, but the difference is the Democrats elect theirs to elected office.
Yeah, it's such an important difference. Boris, I have to give in to Mr. G here, our producer. He put one cut on the cut sheet today expressly because you were coming on the show. It's not your favorite, Rashida Tlaib. It's your second favorite. It's an individual that goes by the moniker of President Swalwell. Cut 9, play cuts.
Violent Republican rhetoric has put a target on the backs of all law enforcement. And I say that with concern with two brothers who serve as police officers and walk the beat every day. Because if you're hearing, you know, defund the FBI and that the FBI was responsible for a false flag operation, you don't distinguish between an FBI special agent and, you know, a police officer in your community. You just consider it as law enforcement and the quote unquote deep state. And so that's why we saw the attack that we did at the FBI field office. And we're going to continue to see attacks on law enforcement.
So a couple of comments, and then I will unleash the Baron. Number one, he thinks the average American doesn't know the difference between a police officer and a federal agent. Number two, this is the man who had sex with a Chinese intelligence officer. And number three, he wants us to believe that it's the Republicans who want to defund the police. Your reaction, Baron?
This is the alternate world that Democrats were, of course, is the president, live in. Defund the police is what Democrats have been pushing, is what radical Democrats, Soros-backed TAs have done. They've ruined, destroyed cities like Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C. This has been a disaster under Democrat rule. Democrats have ruined safety. They've ruined American cities, and they've unleashed a crime wave unlike any we've seen before. Swalwell knows it. He's just lying about it because that's what he does. He's a liar.
Give us an update. I know you're in touch with the president every single day. How is he doing, and how often do you think we can expect more of these amazing policy videos?
I think you're going to see more and more videos over time. The president is firing on all cylinders, as you see from Truth. Everybody's going to be following President Trump on Truth. watching his videos, reading his statements, and you saw the president have an absolute robust home run trip to Iowa, the speech at CPAC, and there's more and more of that to come. President Trump is dominating this race. He's up 41 in New Hampshire. He's up 30 nationally. President Trump is winning this race, and all Republicans should call us behind him, and let's go and take the White House back.
We're super excited. The breaking news this morning at the New York Post was that President Trump has been permitted to be back on YouTube. That's a big win, especially for the election season. Yes. We've been talking to Boris Epstein, senior advisor for the Trump 2024 campaign. Follow me right now at BorisEP.com on all the social media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's national security. We're going to check in to the conservative mothership with their vice president, Colonel Dr. Professor Jim Carafano next here. If you enjoy the show, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. Never, ever miss an episode. Today, the third hour is going to be the Manhood Hour. You don't want to miss it. And if you are America First, prove it. Wear it. We have an amazing bundle right now. It's the MAGA Returns Trump 2024 bundle. The t-shirt, the hoodie, the hat. You can also get the FBI t-shirt, which is still number one. This time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Go to SebGorkaStore.com.
Work in 20 countries in the Caribbean and Latin America, and people who have no other resources except the incredible generosity of typically Americans who, you know, time and time again, you know, really just give from the bottom of their heart and through their love for thy neighbor. And so this is a faith-based organization, and through our church networks in all these countries, we're able to get the aid to where it needs to be.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
That's Ed Rain, the CEO of Food for the Poor, and he's right. We are the most generous nation on God's green earth, thanks to their network of preachers in more than 20 nations. They're on the ground helping the destitute, helping the more than a billion children who live under the poverty line. You can make a difference. A one-time donation of just $72 feeds two children for a year. They have the food donated already. They just need to get it in theater. If you want to give back, this is one of the most beautiful ways you can do that. Think of this. One-time donation of $144 feeds four hungry mouths for a year. Make a difference today. Call in your donation. It is tax deductible. The number is 855-330-4673. If you want to do some good today, if you literally want to save lives, these children have done nothing wrong. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Give food, give hope. It's Friday. He's here with his posse. He's Jim Carafano, the vice president of the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Join today, heritage.org. You're back from India. I'm so jealous. A nation I want to go to, have not been to. Did you have any good curries?
Pretty much, that's all you got. One of the fastest growing economies in the world, probably be one of the largest economies in the world within a decade, have a population probably bigger than China, absolutely crucial for containing China, and I think really a great partner for the free nations of the world. I've known their foreign minister, Jaishankar, for decades, and he's I think, really the genius behind Modi's foreign policy. And it's revolution. I mean, this is a country. If you remember, they were a non-aligned country.
Yes,
that was a completely socialist government and completely anti. I mean, as anti-American as you could possibly get. And look how far that relationship has come. It's really incredible.
You mentioned China. Xi Jinping is going to Moscow on Monday. Let's talk about the recent events. We have this unbelievable maneuver of these Russian fighters taking down our drone above the Black Sea. Today we have the news that the Ministry of Defense in Moscow has both awarded the medals.
Right. After saying, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't do anything
But we got a medal for that.
But here's a medal for it. And then we have the DOD here saying, we don't want a war. We don't want conflict with Russia. It's a bit late for that, isn't it, when they're knocking our drones out of the sky? I mean, they've started it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was completely unprofessional and wrong. But you remember the Iranians knocked down a drone. But here's the difference, right? And this is a problem all along. When the Iranians were deathly afraid of Donald Trump, let's be honest.
Soleimani was proof.
Right. And I know we've told this story before, which is, you know, I think confirmed through multiple sources, that the Iranians went back to a third party and said, hey, we're going to fire a bunch of missiles in retaliation for this, but we're going to shoot them into the desert and not kill anything. And please, you know, please don't start war over this, because then we're done and you guys win, right? We're out of here. They're not afraid of Joe Biden. They're frustrated by American and NATO support for Ukraine, which has completely thwarted them, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's really the bigger issue is the biggest the Russians are acting out of frustration.
But what is it? What do they? I mean, so let's do the red teaming exercise.
Yeah.
When they do this maneuver, this incredibly dangerous maneuver, where they actually, it turns out they hit the drone.
Right.
They dented the prop. We lose it into the Black Sea. And then the next day, Jim, it's like an SNL skit.
Right, yeah,
The DOD says, and this was environmentally unsound as well.
Look, I mean, you're asking me to speculate because we don't really have data here, right? And you know me, I hate to speculate, but the one thing we do know is Putin continues to have, which I believe is a relatively futile hope, that the resolve of the West will crack. We will abandon the Ukrainians.
Forget about it.
And he will just, through brute force, conquer the country. And so they continue to look for anything they can do that they think will ferment this crashing of will in the West. And every time, you know, something happens, people start screaming, oh, my God, World War III.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Russians love that because they want everybody to be afraid of that. The reality is the Russians can't even beat Ukraine. I really doubt they're going to start fighting other people.
And the significance of Poland, which has been the most robust since the beginning, finally not waiting for our F-16s to backfill, but deciding they're going to just ship the MiG-29s to Kiev. Right. How big is that?
Well, like I said, I think the problem, whether it's MiG-29s or F-16s, and I think F-16s are problematic for a number of different reasons.
Yeah.
And I think people have to parse this, right? We're not going to provide F-16s. That's not... And I've heard people say this, well, we have to say we're going to give them F-16s, otherwise people don't think we're supporting Ukraine. And I go, well, it's not practical. It's not practical. It doesn't make sense to say we're going to do that just because we've given them over $100 billion in aid. I think people know we're supporting Ukraine.
Right.
Even the MiG-29s, you know this. I mean, you have to have logistics, airfields, all this other stuff and everything.
Right.
I mean, it's not gonna be in place in time for the offensive. Then you still got to fly against an air defense umbrella. So obviously, in the long term, when we get to a point where the fighting stops and Ukraine is responsible for securing its country and its airspace, it's going to need an air force. There's no question about that.
So for then, it's important.
Right. And a MiG-29 is probably a good initial solution. Is probably not the long-term solution, because where are you going to get parts for these MiG-29s? Because the Russians can't even get parts to build their own place.
Right.
But we're talking years and stuff down the road. So I do find the whole kind of airplane thing a bit of a distraction.
And Xi going to Moscow, is that important?
Yeah. So again, do I have to speculate? Because I really can't, because there's no evidence here. But there's three possible explanations. They think the Russians are going to winning and they want to go there and cheer for the winning side. That doesn't seem very realistic, because we've just seen all the signs that the Russian offensive is just pretty much ground to a halt. And now they're actually worried about the Ukrainians' counteroffensive. They think the Russians are going to lose and they're going to jump in and save them. The Chinese don't put their head out for anybody, right? And even this article, they said, well, we think 1,000 weapons and some flak vests made their way to Russia. Okay, that's going to actually tip the military balance here. And the third, which is the logical thing, is the Chinese are willing to do enough to not abandon the Russians.
Just play nice. Right.
But look, let's be honest. And if you're listening, Vladimir Putin, pay attention.
Vlad, are you listening?
The Chinese only do this stuff for one reason. What's good for China.
Yeah, bingo.
And so if they're going to go there, you are the weaker partner here. You have no cards to play. The Chinese are going to play this relationship for all they can get out of it. And if you get something out of it, dude, it's by coincidence.
Yeah. The shocking news from the Heritage Foundation that communist dictatorships aren't into charity.
Yeah, this is so true.
The geopolitics of charity doesn't work when you are a communist dictatorship, a one-party system that actually has labor camps. Yes, the Laogai system that actually has forced organ harvesting. That's China. They're not there because they just want to play nice. We are talking to Jim Carafano. Follow him right now on Twitter, JJ Carafano. Heritage.org is the organization. Just coming up, what is it, next week or the week after? 50th anniversary?
50th is 50 years.
That's incredible. You are listening to America First. Please make sure you are following us on all social media as well. We are everywhere that matters. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku or other devices or download the Salem News Channel app. And don't forget my Substack for the latest materials from me and direct access. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my name as one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Be sure to follow us everywhere so you never miss a millisecond of what we provide for you 3 hours every single day.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
The greatness of our nation is at its core our freedom. No other country is as free, and we remain free due to our right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America personifies that right more than the Carr Firearms Group. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source and my source for high-quality firearms. Visit them at kahr.com. I carry a 9mm Carr. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and the historic American Auto Ordnance line. That's kahr.com, kahr.com. Sadly, Jim, it is a perennial topic for us. Almost every single week we have to address it. It seems as if the Democrats truly don't care about national sovereignty and the border. Here's Kevin McCarthy calling them out. Cut six.
If they believed it was different, then show up and make the argument. If they believe, like the Homeland Security Secretary, that this border is secure, why would they be afraid to come to the hearing? Because they can't face what is really happening. And they're not facing the American public. And now every single community is a border city. Every single community has fentanyl in it. I was in Tennessee yesterday, and the sheriff told me the number one problem is fentanyl.
Jim, this shouldn't be party political, should it?
Yeah, so I know it's radio, but it's two thumbs up for House leadership for really taking this issue seriously. And the kind of, you know, the silver bullet du jour is this kind of discussion is, well, let's just designate the cartels a terrorist organization. And so here's the problem. It sounds
You're not in favor of whacking the cartels?
I'll whack with the best of them. Here's the problem. One is, and people have to just realize this, is okay, when they say that, you get no additional authorities to go after the cartels than you had before. So it's not an authorities issue. DOJ already has all the authorities it needs as drug traffickers to go after them in all kinds of ways. So you're not getting anything new.
What about military authorities?
It's not an authorization for use of force, and this is very, very key. Some people think, well, then it's if you want an authorization for military force, then you need what's called an authorization for use of military force or a declaration of war, something like that. Putting aside the issue...
What about treasury tools? If it's an FTO, you have a treasury tool.
But again, you already have all those tools available for the drug trafficking. So it doesn't add anything. But here's what it does do. Mm-hmm. Every person in Latin America who is either in Mexico or transits Latin America can then show up at the border and make a claim, well, I'm worried about terrorists, so I need asylum.
You're making it even worse?
So it actually... And they can... And so that's really... the get out of jail free card for the Biden, they can just let every basically let all of Latin America in. So
are you saying we don't need anything we already have?
So we need three things, right? All of which are already within the hands of a president to do. Mm-hmm. And if he won't do the things that he can do,
he's giving him
more tools to do something
he doesn't want to do anyway.
Okay, and there's one obviously is get control of the border, right? If you get control of the border, you're interdicting a lot of the problem. And we know that that can be done because Donald Trump did it for us and showed you can do that. The second thing is go after the money. The money is what we used to call the center of gravity, that which enables the enemy to really be threatening, right? And so there's so many different ways you can go after the money, whether it's money laundering in China all the way through the fentanyl chain to... And you don't have to get rid of all the money, but you significantly get rid... Now...
Yeah.
And then the third thing is you go to the Mexicans, and it's funny, I can't name names, but I was just talking to a former official who is involved in negotiations with Mexican officials under a previous administration. Mm-hmm. And they had very, very difficult, but in the end, the Mexicans they came back and said, thank you.
Wow.
If you hadn't...
Behind closed doors.
Right. If you hadn't forced us to do this, we benefited so much. Right. And so... If you go to the Mexicans and you lay down the law like a certain president did and said, you guys will do this, and they will start to do some of the stuff.
And they might thank you.
And those three things together will put a real dent in the cartels.
I've got 60 seconds left, and there's a question I keep coming back to again and again and again. If we're saying the fentanyl is coming from China, why can't we do something about that, Jim?
Well, we can.
Like what?
Well, you know,
we're not going to nuke the labs
in
China.
But in addition to sanctioning a whole bunch of countries, in addition to going off a whole bunch of money, in addition to actually, you know, running down people and prosecuting, there are things we can do about the fentanyl and that whole chain. I know I told the story here before. Part of it is that the Chinese give it to them for free because the cartels actually go and they force people to go and do illegal fishing. And then the fish is prime stuff. They give it to the Chinese. The Chinese sell it on the open market. They make a ton of fortune. And they give them the precursors for free. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So and cracking down on illegal fishing, for example, we could help countries do that. So there's a ton of things we can do.
But as ever, as in warfare always, the question is, will.
Will.
Will. Yep.
Will you or won't you?
As a certain Prussian general taught us many, many moons ago in the book on war, it's about will, the will to fight or the will to do something about a threat that you face. We've been talking to Jim Carafano. Follow him right now at jjcarafanoheritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem News Channel. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is a Leah story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I thank God every day that America is the freest nation on God's green earth, and we remain free because of our right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America embodies that right more than the Carr Firearms Group, led by our good friend Justin Moon. Carr stands strong and unashamed in their support for the right to keep and bear arms, any and all arms that the people might need to stand against tyranny. Americans can be sure that no matter what happens, the Carr Firearms Group will be at the front lines fighting for America.
Americans' Second Amendment rights. Their story is the American story, and their products are second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source and my source for high-quality firearms. Visit them at kahr.com. I carry a Carr weapon every single day, and so should you. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Carr Firearms Group. All right, let's talk Second Amendment. It is Friday, and we need an update on what the Biden administration is trying to do to take away the civil right that protects all the others. And we are going to connect with the man who knows. He literally wrote the book on firearms control, the attempts to denude you of your rights, more guns, less crime, and so many others. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to America First.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Seb. Thanks for having me on.
So a few days ago, I asked for your assistance. You very graciously, via text, helped explain to me what on earth it is the Biden administration is trying to do. So will you talk to us about the so-called universal background checks and the latest skullduggery coming out of the Democrats?
Yeah, I have to say one of the biggest ironies is Biden goes to California to go and advocate for all sorts of new gun control laws. California already has all those laws. And yet the reason why he's going there is because they've been having a spate of mass public shootings. In fact, if you look over the years, what you find is that since California's had these laws, they've had many more, a higher per capita rate of mass public shootings than the rest of the country. So it's not really obvious to me why somehow we want to go and emulate what's going on in California. In fact, I would go and argue that their types of gun control laws, the restrictions that they have actually been responsible for these attacks. You know, all the gun-free zones that they've created there. The fact that in Los Angeles County, where he was at, last year they had only one concealed carry permit for every 5,600 adults. In San Mateo County, where they had another mass public shooting, they have only one concealed carry permit holder for every 24,000 adults that are there. And, you know, you look at the 43 right-to-carry states, they have one permit for every nine people, every nine adults.
You mean 23, right?
43 right-to-carry
43, states. 43, is that the number now?
But that was the number as of last year before the Bruin decision occurred. And those are the ones that have for years issued a lot of permits that are there.
And you compare that to California, and what's the comparison?
The comparison for many of the counties in California, you have one permit for every 5 to 20,000 adults. In the rest of the country, you have 11% of the adult population with permits. And here's the problem, and that is, if a mass shooter is going to go into a place in California, he doesn't have to worry about somebody being able to go and stop him. In the rest of the United States, you see lots and lots of cases where police, it doesn't get news coverage, but where police say that permit holders have stopped what otherwise would have been mass public shootings.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in California.
All right. So talk to us about the universal background checks and what they're trying to prevent with the latest measures.
Right. Well, you know, so they want to have background checks on all private transfers of guns. California's had this for years. And my own belief is that the real reason why they're pushing this isn't to stop these mass public shootings, because there's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect and been perfectly enforced. The reason why they're pushing it is Biden, as of the beginning of last year, had put together a massive national gun registry where he had almost a billion transactions that they had inputted into computers.
Can you explain how they did that? Because they're not supposed to do that. So how did they pull that?
Right. So the federal law says that when the federal government does a background check, they're only allowed to keep the information for 24 hours after the background check has been completed. And it's pretty clear the intent of the law was to stop them from putting together a registry, as you exactly just said. What they've done is, though, they've taken when dealers go out of business, they send in any records that they have that are less than 20 years of age. They've also been contacting dealers around the country and just asking them to send in their list. And they're saying, well, look, we destroyed the original list that we had after 24 hours, so we're not technically violating the rule. And as of right now, we haven't been using the database to go and actually check on people. Now, can they do it in the future? Yeah. And that's the reason why they're putting together. But the reason why they're pushing for these universal background checks is because they don't have all the transactions that occur with guns. If, you know, you and your son or something were to go, you were to give them a gun that isn't recorded, or if you and a neighbor were to go and transfer a gun in many states, they wouldn't have a record of that. So they're trying to get a more complete list of who owns all the guns in the country, and I think that's the main reason they're pushing this universal background check.
Because once they have a list, then they can take administrative measures to ban certain types of firearms, correct, John?
Right, and that's what's happened in a number of states. California, New York, other states have done it. Connecticut, you just had a situation where in 2013, they required that people register these guns. They promised them that they weren't going to confiscate them, that they were grandfathered in.
Yeah.
And now you have the governor and the state saying, well, now that we have a list of everybody's guns for the last 10 years, now he's arguing with the legislature to try to get them to confiscate those guns, get rid of the grandfathering that was there for the guns that they registered.
It may be a fictional movie, but it is so reminiscent of that scene from the 80s classic Red Dawn, when the invading forces go to the local gun store and they say, make sure you get the forms for the federal firearms background check so we know who owns weapons in this city. We've been talking to the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Any book with his name on the cover is worth your time, especially More Guns, Less Crime. Follow him at John R. Lott Jr. on Twitter. That's John R. Lott Jr. On Twitter. Thank you so much for telling the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
I like that line there. Welcome back, dear friends. If you enjoy our show, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left wants to cancel him, and we won't let them. He's just issued the Mark II MyPillow. I guess selling 71 million of the first one wasn't enough. Even more cooling technology updated. Get yours today. Use my name for up to 66% off mypillow.com or call your order in 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to the city by the bay. San Francisco, Carl, line two.
Hey, Sebastian, it's an honor to talk with you. I just wanted to know if you've heard any angle or any effort to check and see if the taxes were paid on this Biden family syndicate. In other words, these wire transfers. Has anybody looked at that? Because that might be the hole in their armor right now.
Yeah, no, I don't have the empirical evidence, but I know it has been raised by sundry, including members of Congress. So this, you know, like Al Capone getting a murderer on tax evasion, this could be the real big issue. If any of this income for Mr. 10% was not declared, then they've got a problem. We shall see. So far, so good. Kevin McCarthy, Comer, they have been doing a sterling job. They need to keep the pressure on.
Thank you, Carl. Sally, Cleveland, line three.
Hi, Sebastian. I just wanted to emphasize how important for every single citizen that loves our country to rally together for this coming election. We have to turn things around. My focus has been education, reaching out to the young voters that will be influenced by all this misinformation that they're hearing at colleges and even high schools. But we need to do, for every waking spare minute that I have, we need to be working on the election.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better myself. Stay on the line, Sally. Let's give Sally a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, which explains why she's doing what she's doing. Chapter 3 is the explication of how we got to where we are today. The rise of the new left, the Frankfurt School, Alinsky and the like. You need to understand the enemy to defeat them. And then we have the plan of how to defeat them, especially with our first appendix to the book, which is our unique interview with President Trump. We went back to meet with him to help understand what making America great again looks like for phase two. She's going to get a signed copy. Sally's going to get a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at sebgorkastore.com along with Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, The War for America's Soul. Go today, sebgorkastore.com. Next up, I do believe it's Friday. Is it the third hour? Is it the manhood hour? Yes, it is. The assault on masculinity, the bedrock of Western civilization. What are we going to do about it? Can we win? We'll talk to a man who's got some answers. That's next here on the Salem News Channel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.